Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from Huntington Beach.
Oh my gosh, and it's Courtney from
Huntington Beach. Mary, welcome to the town. What have you thought so far? You came in yesterday.
Courtney's mom lives in a beautiful, beautiful community here. I just walked past the Catholic Church. I'm in love with it. It's super cute. I just got some coffees from 602 and Acai Bowl. You know, I'm really acclimating to the life down here quickly.
Yeah.
We did last night. Quiet Woman's closed Sundays, Mondays.
You guys, so rude.
Bullshit.
So rude.
Like, I can understand one day.
People were DMing us yesterday, like, you better go to the Quiet Woman. Like, we would love to. We would love to go to the Quiet Woman.
I've also decided, we all know I love Balboa. It's my San Francisco haunt. And I'm pretty sure Balboa and the Quiet Woman are the same thing. I just have this feeling.
Yeah.
I just have this feeling.
You won't know, though, until the next time you come on, not a Sunday or a Monday.
I know. So, anyways, we did the next best thing. We went to Javier's.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. That place is huge. I felt like I was really on vacation mode. Like, I was like, there's like tiki torches.
They built this outdoor area that was like for COVID, but you guys, it's like the nicest park, as Michael said, the nicest park he's ever seen. Like, it was wood floors, glass windows, metal roof. Like, it was gorgeous, stunning.
I was also convinced that I was going to see some housewife in like, maybe it was like Peggy season three. Not season one Peggy. Like, you know, the other Peggy.
100th Housewife Peggy?
Oh, no. But there was another Peggy Tanos too.
That also dated Jim Bolino, that also Nicole Weiss or Weiss did,
like,
too.
I just thought I'd see, you know, like Lynn Curtin, like Cuffs, or, you know, something
she
like.
She probably can't afford Javier's anymore.
Something like that.
Maybe Tammy Knickerbocker? Ooh, no, probably not after this weekend.
We said Tammy Knickerbocker. Like, I was hoping to have some type of, you know, housewife sighting.
I feel like there were housewives there that are just not the RHOC housewives, but there were a lot of, like, Mary would be like, did you see those boobs? Did you see the cleavage? Like, everyone was dressed to the nines, and she was like, what do we wear? I'm like, I don't know. It's Javier's. Throw on a pair of jeans. And then we got there. I was like, I guess we could have dressed up a little more.
San Francisco is just so different. Like, I wear my Birkenstocks
and my Patagonias. Yeah, I said, Mary, you cannot wear your Birkenstocks and your Patagonias down here, okay?
But I think you can wear Birkenstocks. And actually, I saw people with Patagonias this morning.
No, at the restaurant I meant.
No, not to the restaurant.
Right.
So anyways, I come home. We're so stuffed. We got too much food.
We Top Chef reviewed everything.
We thought we were Padma. We loved it. And I come home and my friend, Lauren Stemple, who...
I like that you name drop her.
Well, Lauren Stemple, you know, the girl that I left the Sphinx at the bridal shower. She calls me and she's like, I'm at Andale's. Vicky is here.
No. So wild.
I did get my...
You got your RHOC experience.
I did. I FaceTimed for a hot second. It was Andale's. You know, those egg carton ceilings. You can't hear much in there. But Vicky looks great. It looks like she got another type of facelift or something. She looks stunning. She's celebrating her 60th birthday.
Well, she wants people to come celebrate with her.
Well, Lauren and her family did, including her dad, who was getting some eyes from Vicky.
Oh! And then what did she say about Steve?
I don't think her and Steve are in a good place. Well, and Steve, you know, has the 37-year-old girl. I think Vicky has some claims about Steve, which who knows what is true.
Sometimes I, like, miss Vicky.
Well, I was like, ask about Rugged.
Yeah.
Rugged season two at Dorinda's house. But that's all the info I have for right now.
She gave you nothing.
Pretty much. But she looked great.
Vicky, but you know what? Great. There was hope when you were there. Like, I think, you know, you've been thinking about where you go for spring break. And I think you have to go to PV.
It's just like my calling.
Yeah. And I think Vicky will be there. I think you just send her a little DM from your personal.
She never goes for spring. No, she acts like she didn't know who we were, which I'm like, maybe you didn't because
she blocked us years ago.
Right.
She blocked us years ago. But I mean, listen, you got your Orange County. You still have, we have one day here still. There's hope that, you know, maybe wherever we go that they've decided to come to Huntington Beach.
I wanted, like, a Kelly Dodd moment, perhaps.
No. Like, Mary's like, what if we ran into Kelly Dodd? I'm like, I think I'd hide. Like, she scares me. I'm afraid that she would just come in and, like, roast the hell out of me. She'd be like, look at these three people at a four-person table. Like, yeah, Kelly, sorry, I don't have a partner, okay? Like, she scares me. I'm frightened by her.
That's true.
Yeah. But, you know.
Tonight could be our night.
It could be. It probably won't be, but it could.
Right.
And I love, you're an ask, believe, receive. So just make your magic. Now, we did mention Tammy Knickerbocker. Did you guys see that her daughter was arrested over the weekend for meth?
Yeah, and counterfeit money. Oof. It's sad.
It's really sad, really sad. There's not great news for West Coast housewives' daughters this weekend.
Including Kim Richards. Yeah. Her house was raided by the FBI.
It was Kim's or her daughter's?
Kim's daughter. Kim's
yeah,
daughter.
The one married to the Fat Burger guy.
Yeah.
Brooke?
Fat Burger Whitney, is one apparently... I feel like it's Whitney.
Yes. So it's actually really interesting. So I was reading this article and like this isn't the first time that like so it's basically Whitney's is married to the son of the heir of Fat Burger and he's been the dad, which like so we'll just call him father-in-law. We'll call him Brad. I feel like Brad's good. I'm sure he has a real name and I don't know what it is. But Brad has been like in trouble before with the law. So this isn't like because apparently he was going to buy Del Taco. He owns some other different franchises.
Got it.
So it sounds like Brad's into the shadiness. And maybe Brad was also part owner of the Quiet Woman. And it's really a drug laundering front.
I don't
Why is it closed on Sunday and Monday? I still don't understand. I'm just saying, Sunday, Monday, come on. Give us something.
I don't think the Quiet Woman's laundering anything, but apparently Fatburger is.
Now, have you had Fatburger before?
I don't think so.
So we used to have one. There was a movie theater that had a Fatburger next to it. So, okay. Like, we would get it occasionally. Good steak fries.
Okay.
That's all.
I remember there was one in Pacific Beach when I lived there, but I don't think I ever ate there.
No, probably not. And then speaking of Beverly Hills, there's like the cryptic house. So it seems that maybe something has caught up with Rinna and there could be a break in the Kyle Rinna friendship.
Okay. But I was also, okay. I don't, so basically Kyle puts up on her, her Instagram stories, letting things slide to keep the peace only starts a war inside of you. And then she does another one. It's not the stab in the back that kills you. It's when you turn around and you see who's holding the knife.
Michael Myers. But here's like what kind of cracks me up, because like they're always like reposts, like they post somebody's post in their story. I'm like, do you think they go searching for these messages like through Instagram? Like, what account has posted something of like a life lesson? I'm going to repost that in my story.
It's shitology. Shitology. And then Lisa Rinna goes, I'm just glad someone else is posting cryptic shit besides me. She's so messy. It's like, amazing.
It's just this. They do this though because they like want us to talk about it. So like good job we are. Yeah. And like everyone knows we're all going to tune into Beverly Hills. Like no matter what, we always say with these friends, I'm not. Remember like the big Orange County of like last season? No, people, I'm not tuning in, blah, blah. Right. And then everybody watched it and they kind of had to like, you know. We never said that because we knew we'd be watching everything.
Do you think Lisa and Kyle will be done after this season, friendship-wise?
No.
It's also interesting. I'm like, wait, remember when Lisa Rinna said about Kim Richards?
She almost died? I don't remember saying that. Remember the age? She's like, what? Me?
But I'm like, she forgave her for that.
I think, because I think in that part with Kim, not that season, but I think Lisa was... There was it that season that she was – Kyle did not want to be the mouthpiece for going against Kim, and I think she used Rinna then. But now Kyle going after Kathy and whatever, like I'm like – I think it's like you do not go after Kathy. Like Kathy is big Kathy reincarnated right now, and I think like Kyle's scared. Yeah.
Okay. But then I also – then I was like overthinking it, and I was like, what if she's saying this about – like Whitney's husband, you know?
Oh, you think if there's like pathways?
I was like, what if that's it? And then I was like,
it's
no.
Like Kyle once removed kind of thing.
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. But you know, here's the thing. I hope people are going to Rinna's backyard where the bodies are buried. Like, come on, we've got some drama there.
What happened? Don't talk about my husband.
What about Delilah?
Oh, well, Delilah's 6 months sober.
No, I'm just saying there's just... You know, it's like glass houses.
Right.
Like, I wonder, you know, is she going to break a glass and be like, don't talk about my daughter?
Yeah.
Who's on the cast that's really somebody, like a Brandy or a Kim, though, that's really doing it?
That would mention it all.
Yeah.
Lisa Rinna only.
So to her, to herself.
Maybe Erica would get mad enough. But Erica was such an alliance. Yeah. That's such an alliance. Maybe Garcelle.
But Garcelle just like asks, Garcelle never is like, she like asks probing questions, I feel.
Maybe Sutton.
I don't know. There was like all this drama at one point, you know, before Aspen. It's like, look, yeah, just don't hold this for us for like 6 months. Like give us, we want this by June.
How many episodes is Aspen going to be for?
Oh, probably. Listen, I love like, okay, this was 21 episodes of Salt Lake City. Worth it.
Totally. I could have had seven more.
Literally. Totally worth it. OC, I feel like is going to be a shorter season and that's fine.
Absolutely.
That's fine. Beverly Hills.
Oh, no OC this week.
No OC this week. We don't know why. And they must have known that we were taking the week off because you were on vacation. Right. So we'll take that. Bravo. Thank you. Yeah. But it's also weird. Like, are they – this is the third time that they've, like, skipped a week. Like, what's going on?
Just kind of stretching it out.
Or are they re-editing it?
I don't know. When are we going to get the Southern Charm trailer?
Never.
I don't think Southern Charm will be in season during March Madness, which has never happened.
Southern Charm's never in season. It's always like, Summer House.
No, I feel like they are in season usually.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
maybe maybe I'm wrong.
No, it's definitely always summer house because of our previous winners. And then I think it's usually kind of like whoever else.
Was Vanderpump Rules that year, maybe?
COVID screwed everything up. I don't know what it's supposed to be.
But look, the one Southern Charmer that would get far was Craig and by default Austin too, which, guys, come on. We know height is a good thing. Let's... I'm just saying, here's my thought. Austin does not enjoy the... So he literally like yells at us every year, like, you're objectifying us. And I'm like, yes. So
should we ask? Should we be like, Austin, do you want to participate this year?
No, I don't. I just think that people should not vote for him.
Yeah. We also... height isn't at all, like Joe Gorga says.
Well, that's good. Did he? No. No.
Well, yeah, because that makes you look like you have a bigger penis.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Tiny hands really make things look bigger and when you hold them.
Oh. Oh. I didn't think of it like that.
Oh.
I don't know if he has tiny hands.
I just feel like he's proportional. I just feel like he's
shorter, so then it looks longer.
Right. But I also feel like proportion-wise. Okay,
I see.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to see it either, so I don't.
Oh, I'd be curious. Come on. Come on. A little curious.
Oh, my God. Okay, should we take a quick break and we'll come right back?
I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Alo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditations. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Alo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m., getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Alo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code TJG. alomoves.com, code TJG. You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period, when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way Estro Control works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out Estro Control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code JUDGY at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code JUDGY for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, now on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the French countryside. Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards, and not everybody has what it takes. You can watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu. Okay, probably the funniest part of your drawers is your underwear section. Like, there's no rhyme or reason. It is the wild, wild west of wardrobes. You have Christmas undies. You have got some birthday undies. You have 5 different brands. You have ones with holes in them. You got your period ones. You guys, you got to throw them all out because now I started wearing me undies. These are buttery soft, built for comfort. My other pairs all have to go because me undies is all I reach for. They have styles for everyone. They have classics like all black. They have fun. I got these little shamrock runs. They have super fun expressive prints and they look good on everyone. They have sizes from extra small to 4XL and guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just underwear with MeUndies. They have a lounge collection, super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And they have this Move Me activewear collection and it is the softest activewear on the market. Also, all their stuff is sustainably sourced materials and they work with partners that take care of their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on Me Undies. Guys, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at meundies.com/TJG. That's meundies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. Me Undies, their comfort from the outside in.
And we are back. It is the final episode of Salt Lake City before the reunion. And Lisa Barlow just loves, loves, loves her party.
The editors are really having fun with this. Like this whole episode, I was like, are we in an episode of Saved by the Bell?
When I wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
Feeling all right.
I make it on time. It's all right because I'm saved by. It's all right because I'm saved by the bell.
Nostalgia. Oh, God. I wanted to be Kelly so badly.
Oh, my God. Kelly Kapowski was everything.
You know what? Remember the wedding episode in Vegas?
Obviously, I cut my hair like Kelly Kapowski like that. You guys, I do not.
She's so cute. Yes.
On her.
Yeah.
On her, on me, not so much.
I had that on VHS. We recorded it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and we would watch it all the time. And I loved, there's a montage moment of through the years.
Oh, yeah.
And
I just got chills.
My sisters and I would just rewind it and like put it on repeat
Remember the dance where they had their own dance because Kelly couldn't afford to go to the dance? Yes. How am I supposed to live with that?
Gosh,
I love Saved by the Bell. Was like, I mean, I can literally remember, you guys, I cut my hair and the next day I went to school and I could tell you, remember the BP Nordstrom tank tops?
Yes, like all the girls that if you were in a BP, if you worked there, you wore those in your headshot.
Is that what it was? And I had a purple one. I had Pumas.
Yes,
totally. With the purple stripe, too. Yeah. I thought I was like, I am Kelly Kapowski, and I was like, never mind. And then I cut my hair like that again 10 years later, and I was like, did I not learn the first time? And I was skinnier the first time. This round face does not deserve a bob like that, okay? I miss Saved by the Bell. Have you watched the reboot? I know we're talking about Salt Lake City, but...
No, I have not.
Me neither. It is on Peacock.
Who's in it?
Well, so it's like the next generation, but everybody else is still in it. Like, I think like AC Slater is now like a track coach.
Oh, yes. Okay, okay.
You know,
they haven't gotten a lot of hype about that.
Well, it came out like, I think like last year, like last summer. Got it. So it could have been more hype then.
Okay.
I might check out an episode. I might.
It sounds like you're doing that immediately after this podcast.
Honestly, I can't tell you how much I love Saved by the Bell. I used to be on at 5 p.m.
R.I.P. Screech.
Oh.
It's crazy.
Oh. Okay, back to Salt Lake City.
Brought down the moment.
Vita Food Court. We're having an 80s party, but don't dress themed.
I thought this was a very good idea, actually. I loved the like food court vibe. I loved that it was also... I'm not going to be cheesy. It's not costume.
She's like, I love a theme, but do not come in costume.
I kind of liked this. Me too. Appreciated the moment. Mm-hmm. I think some people missed the memo.
Yeah, we'll get there. We'll get there. But yes, I agree. Okay. I know we all don't like Mary, but for some reason, I'm kind of going to miss her kooky.
I've been saying this for weeks. I know,
but she's also, like, not a great person. But, right. Like, I watching her, and I also, and I know we'll get there, but the way she handled it later, too, I was like, oh, Mary is walking out of this winning, in a sense. She won $100 from her son that she gave to him.
Mary also just like this mini golf outfit. She held her purse the entire time. She's wearing a skirt to mini golf. Like this was, she thought out this outfit. She talked to her mannequins about this mini golf outfit. Yeah. She's like, I'm killing it.
And they approved it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The glitter faces approved it, you know?
Also, I feel like he is completely high permanently.
Yeah.
And I also just Googled Mary. Or like I was just Googling Real Housewives news, and apparently a case was just dismissed with her son about
what?
I haven't heard of this.
I know what you're talking about with that potential kidnapping case.
It's charges dismissed against Real Housewives star's son. I didn't hear anything about this.
I think it was like he might have been like he's 19, the girl was 17.
Was charged with unlawful sheltering of a runaway and contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
Yeah.
Just interesting.
Wild.
What does he do all day? Now he's done with school. He's not in the army.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think he joined the army. I think he's high. I think he's eating edibles. I think he's microdosing with Shannon. Microdosing! Also, I just want to mention, I know, sorry. Here we are, left turn. We never mentioned the vagina stacking on Orange County 2 weeks ago. And I feel like last week when we talked about it, because we were, you know, we didn't talk about it the week before. And I just felt like that needed a minute of discussion. What the hell?
He just goes in each one?
Well, it's like a... like a red light, yellow light, green light. You know?
I can't.
And it's like, look, I'm not shaming anyone's kink. You do what you need to do. I don't know that I needed to see the photo on TV. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, I did appreciate Shannon, Noella, and Emily showing us kind of what it was like.
I was confused.
The photo didn't do it for you?
Just like how? Yeah.
And is it like height preference or weight preference? Like, I'm just trying to think, like,
sure.
This makes me think of, you know, kind of like a dog pile.
Completely.
I wonder if they called Kelly Dodd and asked her, like, when you're running a train, what's the best way to do it? Although she was just maybe one person.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a lot for me.
Okay. We need to mention it.
It's been
okay.
On your mind.
Moving on. Let's talk about Jen Shaw and the movers.
So Marilla is not even the first assistant, even though Stu's gone. She's like, hey, movers. Like, he's come and done this for me many times before because I rent all my houses.
Right.
So she's in the 9,000 square foot house, moving down to 4,500 square feet.
I say that as like my apartment is like maybe 900 square feet. And I'm like, oh, what a downsize.
Like, 4,500 square feet is a ton.
I also don't know that I believe her current house is 9,000 square feet. Maybe the lot is. I do not believe that house is 9,000 square feet. 9,000 square feet is huge. Like, I believe Heather Dubrow's house is like 10K, is 10,000.
Oh, I think hers is bigger. I've been in a 1,000 square foot house. I would say Jen's is probably, yeah.
Okay, but 4,500 square feet is still a lot.
Pretty big, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, the packing's going to cost
$8,000 to $10,000.
So she's like, Marilla's actually going to do most of it now. I was surprised most of the furniture was theirs.
I don't believe it was.
Okay.
Okay. I know the bed was, though, because that bed was in the previous house with that, because I can remember that headboard.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Heather Dubrow's house is 22,000 square feet.
I was like, I've definitely been in a 10,000 square foot house. And
wow. Insane. Yes. Yeah. 22,000 square feet. Wow, wow, wow. God, I
want to
be rich.
Yeah.
Why don't we pimp me out at Javier's last night?
Sorry. But they made it hard at the bar.
They did make it hard. They did make it hard. Okay. But yeah, it's Jen is like, I don't know why she's like cracking me up. Cause like, she's like, this, like, we'll move the artwork. Like, I feel like she was trying to tell us that this was all of her stuff. And I'm like, no. This is a furnished house you moved into.
I was kind of surprised about the furniture part. But then this was, I feel like, her first time really admitting. She's like, I'm really scared. This trial is March 7th. Like, this is what keeps me up at night. Because she's put on a very brave face.
Well, she's acted like she's very innocent. And I find it interesting because I'm like, when was this talking head filmed? Like, her interview, like, when was that filmed? Because I'm wondering if, like, had people already started, like, because remember, as we said last week, she's the only person now that this case is against. Like, everybody's taken a plea deal or, you know, whatever, admitted guilt, whatever, you know, again, go the Bravo docket. They're the best and they can break it all down for you. But
in just 2 weeks here, she's going to trial. If it's still the March 7th. Why?
I thought it was March 22nd. Is that Stu's date?
So we have 4 weeks.
Is that Stu's date?
No, but I bet like with COVID things maybe got pushed back and stuff.
But I was thinking about it. And I was like, oh man, she's like, this is my last with like every, this could be my last. And I was thinking, oh my God, that was like her last Christmas. That was her last Thanksgiving probably.
Although, I mean, the trial's going to take a while.
Maybe, but.
And then like your sentencing and stuff.
I guess like what? She'll go to trial and then it usually takes a little bit for the sentencing to come through. So like, but you think, it just seems like a very cut and dry case here. And I don't think Kim took the case, Kim Kardashian.
Oh,
I think she's a little busy.
That's right. That's right.
So
she's not a lawyer either.
Well,
I mean, I guess anyone can do it.
Yeah.
You can defend yourself at any time.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd probably want someone, though, that was a lawyer.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. But it just, I actually, you guys, it makes me so sad that like, Jen's such a bad person, too, because like she's so freaking entertaining. And it's like, we know that they're filming right now because obviously they're trying, Sheree's they're waiting.
Sheree's birthday was last week.
Guys, I don't know. So the reunion preview, I'm like, oh, we're holding Sharif to the fire too. Like
I think that clip that we do see of Andy asking Sharif, like, did you ever question where the money is from? And he goes like,
that's like a Frankenstein, like a Frankenbite.
That was from something else.
Yeah, I agree.
He's literally like, oh, we get a break now?
Yeah, like exactly. Like he's just like kind of like maybe like stop coming after my wife. Like I'm keeping it in, you know? Yeah. But then I was laughing for, so back to this, like when she was like, I guess we can't really have a garage sale because like the HOA and the mover goes, I don't think any of your neighbors are coming to your garage sale.
Poshmark, baby, Poshmark.
I think she has to return them to the rental place. So I don't think she can actually sell them.
I feel like she does own all those things or her assistants take them from places.
Or like steal them like Meredith Marks store.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But Poshmark works.
Have you sold on Poshmark?
No.
Carol has.
No. But yeah, I mean, if that's your
thing. Dorinda, I believe, has too. I think you can make good money actually, if you have legit stuff.
I heard that someone else does too.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm supposed to say it.
Like someone we know or a housewife?
No, housewife.
I don't, you're whispering? Oh. Just say it. Just say it. Allegedly, who?
Bethany?
Oh, yeah. I think
like
that's
under
a thing.
Different name.
Oh, under a different name?
I don't know.
Under Bryn?
And I'm scared.
Under Bryn? Okay, let's.
Also, side note, Bethany had like an allergic fish reaction on vacation again. Yeah.
I think that.
But she also like. Okay, I think it's, I've had, as a teacher,
yeah,
you have many kids in your class, like egg allergies, nut allergies, like I get scared. It makes me super nervous because
are you like trained on like an EpiPen
and everything? And you know, it's like so scary. Mm-hmm. I would never want to have to do that. But I also
but on the other side of
No, but I just feel like, I mean, I guess she's giving awareness. Basically, she was at a restaurant. They gave her some, she told them, I'm deathly allergic to fish. An order got mixed up. They put something on our table that had fish, which also human error, just a mistake. And she had a reaction, but she also, like, I don't know.
You feel like she's a little dramatic.
Well, no, I'm sure she did. She kept on saying I needed medical attention. Like, if you do the EpiPen, then you have to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
But there's something about her when she
does
it.
She's so performative with things, like, right?
Oh my God, look what happened to me.
Paul, make sure you get it on camera. Paul,
look what happened to me again. But also, I appreciate her like spreading awareness of the situation and reminding people to always bring their EpiPen.
You feel a little bad questioning her, but you're also like, but
of course this happened to Bethany. Like, it's just like not shocking. I'm like, all right, here we go again.
I want to move on to Heather's dad's memorial because I also felt two sides of the coin with this one.
Okay. Well, okay. I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
I can like funerals. It sounds really weird.
This is a celebration of life, not necessarily a funeral.
I like funerals. I think it's like a moment to give, you know, a great party to celebrate someone's life, talk about all your good times with them, like bringing people together that you haven't seen. Funerals can be like lovely and fun and also gives you.
Have you ever lost your Spanx at a funeral?
That would be, oh my God, that would be such a low for me. I really hope that doesn't happen.
Please. Also makes me think of like Wedding Crashers, where like Will Ferrell's character is like, so I started crashing funerals.
Like, God damn it! Why'd you have to die? God damn it! But I mean, every funeral's different. It's different if you're celebrating a 9-year-old woman and
sure,
you know, a really young person. But I mean,
a lot of controversial takes from you today.
Funerals can be fun.
I agree. I think, yes, like you said, like when it's a celebration of life and like let's have like let's remember the good times and those kind of things. Yes,
you can I want to rager.
Like when you everybody, pass.
Everybody wear Spanx and leave them on my grave.
And what would be like, I feel like you would also be like, you'd be like on your deathbed and you'd be like, Michael, come here. Michael. I want everyone to drink, and I want them to take a shot, and I want them to have an espresso martini in my honor. And if people are blacked out by the time they leave, you make them stay. Take their keys, Michael.
No, I just think like have a really fun time and enjoy life.
Yeah, and I feel like you would yours too. You'd be like, I'm Michael. Right when everyone's like starts getting a little sad, play the video. And it's just going to be a video? Compilation of you throughout your life, just like on delays or like on top of the bars, like being you're like doing like a Coyote Ugly version. Like there's just like moments. Like I feel like we should be compiling moments now for like your tape. Like, and you're just like, and you're, this video starts like with you from like your deathbed being like, remember the good times.
Oh my God.
I thought about this apparently.
Courtney's waiting for me to die to play this video.
I took her to the top part of my house and I'm going to push her down the stairs. Death becomes her.
Raise you up on eagle's wings.
Is that what the song Heather and her family were singing?
No, I didn't know that one. No. That's a very Catholic funeral song.
Okay, so Heather's dad. So going from Mary's memorial back to Heather's dad. Okay, here's the things that I had with this.
Where was everybody?
So it was her two brothers.
I thought the brother was the ex-husband.
I thought it was Billy too for a second. And I was like,
that's so nice of him to come, which he should have been there for his girls.
Yeah.
No. That's the thing. For funerals, you need to show up for funerals, people.
I don't care. Mary wants you to get drunk, lose your Spanx, and be there. Mary's the person that's like.
Do you know how many funerals I've gone to that I never met the person? You go to support your friends, like that if their parents
died.
You got to show up for
people. So you're wondering still why people didn't go to Meredith's memorial that you still think is fake.
Yes. I mean, if you and Lisa Barlow were friends for 10 years.
Sure.
Okay. I mean, I don't know, COVID and stuff. I'll give you that excuse. But
yeah. But okay, so it was her two brothers. The other is basically all like the Mormon outcasts.
Right.
So they said like the lands of the misfits.
Yeah. And so
but the sister doesn't go that is an outcast.
Well, right. But and she's like, well, she's picking loyalty. But you brought up a good point that you're like, she has MS. She could have had a flare up. Like there could have been a lot of things of why she didn't come.
Yeah.
And I thought it was interesting. So like her brother, was his name? Is his name Tyler?
Yes.
So Tyler was like, oh, did you see mom was here?
Right.
And they show a scene where the mom comes and then she basically hugs him and then she leaves. And Heather's like typical, like, you know, she's like, oh, she didn't want to interrupt the flow. And I'm like, and Heather, oh, that's so typical. And I'm thinking, Heather, your parent, like half of your family is still involved very much with the Mormon church. Okay. You're filming this and you've been talking badly about the Mormon church that like, it doesn't surprise me that once they see cameras or that they know that you're filming something that they want to be a part of it and having to one, like show their face to maybe explain because right, we're getting Heather's side of things. So like now they have to like give their side. Like it doesn't surprise me that all these people didn't come.
I can tell you there was definitely another service.
When
I can
she
tell
said you that when she's like, I wouldn't be surprised if they did something different. And I was like, oh, they totally did. Probably in the church.
I mean, for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. If he was such a devout Mormon, there would.
Yeah. I felt sad for Heather, though.
I don't know enough about this religion either, so it's hard to comment on, like, what. Well, I only know one religion.
Catholicism. She's trying to make her way into that church on the corner over there.
So cute, this Huntington Beach Catholic Church. It's
called St. Mary's.
I'm going to go look at it inside after.
But it was like, it made me sad for Heather, though, because obviously it's like you hope that like your family will choose you regardless over their religion, right?
And well, she's
like,
there's an empty chair in heaven, and that's Heather's, and her dad's looking at it. Literally. That's what she said.
No, I know. I feel sad. She's like, did my dad know who I was? Like, I still want to make him proud and honor his name and his legacy. And it's like, God, like, I think as children, we always want our parents' love. I feel like, though,
she kind of made it about herself.
She did.
I mean, it's like, she should have talked about growing up with him as a dad. And, like, I know being a Mormon is a major part of his life, and that really surrounded his life, but I don't know, tell a funny story or
maybe they did. We didn't hear right. Everything, you know, and but it just
felt like she made a little bit about herself. And I said it.
Jeez. But yes, I agree. But you know what? As long they got to celebrate. They had a nice picnic.
Funerals are so important. It gives you closure. It gives you a moment to take it all in. I love a funeral.
I did find it interesting, though, that her brother said, like, Heather is the scapegoat, basically, of the family. Like, she takes the brunt of it. I'm the Teflon kid. Like, you know, it's just very much like you're loud, you're an easy target. You know, the rest of them are still kind of welcome in both worlds. Heather's not. And I'm like, I think it's literally, though,
the show
has made you not welcome because...
But she's also brought a lot of people into her misfit world. Like, so much of her family
I'm all for her doing, but also it's like, we always, like, this is something you always say, right? Like, you can make the choices you want, but you also have to take the consequences with it. And unfortunately for her, that's, like, drawing a line in the sand with her family. Like, I wish that wasn't her case for her. I wish she had a great relationship.
I mean, now she has a relationship with her sister that...
Yeah,
stopped being Mormon when she was 19. The brother has now come forward. Another cut, like
two brothers.
She's
Casey.
You know, she's starting a movement.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's great. I would love for Heather to get some sort of. We said this, like the Leah Remini, like the Scientology show, like just kind of giving her experience. I would love that.
Yeah,
I think that'd be really interesting to listen to, or watch, whatever we wanted to do. Let's move on to this photo shoot.
I actually liked the photo shoot. I thought she had a lot of brilliant comments in this whole...
I just love that everyone was in a Meredith Marks-esque pantsuit.
Totally.
It made me laugh.
She's like, everyone's asking me, when's your men collection coming out? She's like, I've always had a men collection. Everyone can wear it. And I'm like, that's really brilliant.
Yeah.
Like, that is brilliant marketing.
Totally.
Very like my line is unisex, anyone can wear this line. I just thought that was super smart. And then I just thought she had some really interesting lines, like the equality means that you don't have to come out.
I love that though.
I thought that was really
Yeah, no, I thought it was like powerful. Yeah. And I thought
I was also like laughing too when Brooks and Chloe were like doing a photo and she was like, this does not feel very siblings. And he's like, we don't have to be siblings. I was like, oh God, I love their no, I just thought they had a good relationship. I also love that the Marx family all have this same pattern of speech.
They all talk like
Chloe and Brooks do.
Yeah.
And Meredith. Yeah. Not Seth.
Yeah, no. Seth's
no not. To younger self. I can't with him. I can't. Is oh.
Also though, I was
is
like,
he at the reunion?
I'm sure.
I mean, I saw Coach Shaw.
Coach Shaw, Justin, I mean,
there's
was there.
No way Robert Sr. Well, Mary doesn't come down.
Yeah. I think the men are all there.
I like them also that Heather likes Justin.
Ooh, you like that?
Like, yeah. We could be related. Like, it was the opposite of Brooks and Chloe, you know, when she said that. But also, I was like, do I need a satin pantsuit?
I feel like just go to Zara. And I went to Zara the other day, and mm-hmm. Everything is Paige Sorbo in there. It is her whole, and I wish I could wear any of these things,
right.
And I absolutely cannot.
Are you fashionable or are you skinny?
I mean, they're very, it's a fun look. The only problem is I thought they had these great, fun, like spring blazers.
Yeah.
Cheap buttons, though.
Oh, not the buttons.
Not a cheap button. Damn so it. I'm like.
Not the buttons.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm a blazer person.
I think you could be.
Really?
Yeah, maybe like a double-breasted blazer like Dewey's.
And Don Johnson.
No, I love the photo shoot. I just thought, like, the photo shoot was, like, I don't know why they were just, like, making me laugh. Like, Seth is just, Meredith, I think, just puts up with Seth.
Completely.
Like,
she, I think, well, no, it's like, literally, she slept with half the Upper East Side, and she had her fun, and, but then she realized, like, oh, maybe I like being with Seth.
No.
Is that what happened?
No. I think
what happened?
I just don't think it's that.
Do you think they're still fooling around?
No. I didn't think like that. I just feel like now she's just kind of like, yeah, she like had her fun, but now it's like, okay, the show, and she's like putting her family out there, and I think it's like a united front of like, we love our kids. And
love
like,
to know who Seth dated.
I'm going to go out on a limb.
No one.
I think he dated nobody, and I think Meredith was the one that was like, I'm taking this opportunity to date around and see... Not if there's something better, but if there's a different direction.
Yeah.
And Seth just said, I'll wait for you in Mississippi.
Right. Or Ohio.
Or Missouri. Or
Canton, Ohio.
Illinois.
Or everywhere. Well, he can't keep a job for more than 6 months. So
yeah.
That's why they rent.
Yeah.
But no, she had some just, and she's like, Meredith, she kept on saying, like, we need to stop labeling people.
Yep.
And that is when we will really have equality.
I love her stance on that.
Way to put it. I haven't thought about it like that.
No, Meredith is a really great ally. And I think that like the way that she does speak about LGBTQIA and she's like, no, I'm inclusive. Everyone's equal. Like, I really love that. And I think, and Meredith's also, I think for all these women that like as much like shit as we give them all, like they're all like very good mothers and like love their family.
Oh, I mean, Seth.
Yeah.
Brooks. I mean, he wants.
Brooks also, I thought that him and Chloe, like, looked so good at this photo shoot.
He's, like, a true model.
Yeah, like, he's got, like, a chiseled jaw. Like, I was like, wait, he's stunning.
Legit.
They look great.
Yeah.
They look great. I mean, I wonder, Chloe was wearing the light blue blazer, which is, like, the same color that Meredith wears to the reunion. Like, was she inspired? And then she glued a Muppet on her.
That's true.
Right. Well, maybe. You have to change it up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Maybe it was something.
So then.
No, God.
I got to. Okay. We got to talk about this and take a quick break because I'm like.
I'm not kidding you guys.
I texted you and I said, why do we have to watch this? Why? Why?
I immediately closed my legs. I'm not joking. There was literally, I was like, whoosh. Oh, man. Oh.
How are you sitting?
I honestly tightened. I was like, oh, no. Oh, no. What's happening here? I'm scared. I am scared.
I'm closing my legs to married men.
Honestly, I immediately, like, it was a polarized reaction in my body. I was like, Tighten it up. Don't let it slip in. I don't know.
I was like, so Whitney's in a red bodysuit lingerie piece and it's a thong one. So then they like, you're showing from the back and the mic pack in the back is so, they have to find somewhere to clip it. So it's basically half in her ass, half hanging. And I'm like, what
is happening?
Where are the kids?
She's pouring champagne all over her body. I can't believe Justin agreed to this.
Well, he like comes home and she's like, how was your trip? And he's like, better now. I'm like, no, please don't take us here. Don't take us here. You guys, not only that, Tamara was on Watch What Happens Live. I watched 3 minutes of it and I had to shut it off because I couldn't handle it. And she said, she was on it. She passed the baton to Whitney for most cringe. She said, well, I've done a bathtub scene. And as we know, that's where belly button sex came from. Right. And she said, Whitney wins. And I was like, Tamara's telling you you won.
They also, I feel like, cut it really, really quickly. Like, what? All poor of a sudden, cameraman. I literally go,
did he get paid a time and a half?
Imagine actually for the film crew. I was like, they must have been like, I mean, how do you not laugh out loud? I mean, it was felt so forced. Like, I feel like they probably have like a lovely, sexy,
Justin,
fun,
we're going to go upstairs and paint this 11 by 14 canvas with our bodies. And I was like, okay, Lady Gaga. Like, do you remember Lady Gaga was dating Taylor Kinney? Do you remember do you know who he is? Mm. The hot guy from The Other Woman. He's like on like Chicago Fire. He's very. Like,
oh, yes. Yeah. I know exactly. Yeah.
Her face is bright red now.
Really hot. No, really he's very good looking.
So they were engaged, and there was this thing where they like had sex or something with paint on a canvas. And I was like, is this what we're doing right now? And then I'm like, wait, we're getting Justin into a skivvy? He's like, no, no, no. And then he like smacks her ass, and I'm like, no.
And then they just cut.
Thank you. The cameraman probably were like, no, we're going into Skinamax now. We cannot, no, 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 no. Like, no more robot sex here.
I mean, they really closed out that storyline because that was their storyline this season. Like, we just have robotic sex now. Now
there's fresh paint and crevices. And like, hey Justin, if you're gonna do doggy style, watch out for the mic pack. Like, what's I just need to and like, it wasn't even like colorful paint. It was just a white canvas with black paint.
Maybe they got it all mixed up.
With what?
All the other, all the colors.
Oh.
Together, made of dark color.
Let's take a quick break.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom. And it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Okay, and we're back. We're at the chic 80s, 90s vibe. What was the car they came in?
It was like, I've seen those like in Hawaii. I feel like a lot of people kind of drive those cars.
Oh, I feel like the San Francisco, like that's like a tour.
Yeah. So I feel like maybe they were just trying something. But it must have been hot out because, you know, I loved Lisa's dress.
I loved this party idea. I loved the mall eats.
When you go to a mall when you were younger and you go to the food court, Sbarro. Where would you go? Sbarro. Yeah. Panda Express or whatever.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
That was basically like the
only two. There was always like a steak shake or do you know what I'm talking about?
I
and like hot dog on a stick.
Oh, I love a corn dog. Okay. I love a corn dog.
Uh-huh.
The Giants game, they're kind of hard to come by.
Okay.
And
so
I will
delicacy,
go
if you will.
Around the park until I find one.
Getting your steps in and a corn dog.
I love a corn dog.
It's just with ketchup or mustard?
Oh, both.
Oh.
Both.
Okay.
People like are really polarized. Like some people are like,
I'm
you
a
can
mustard.
Only put mustard on a hot dog or a corn dog.
Yeah, okay.
I like both.
I'm not really a hot dog person.
One or two a year.
Yeah.
All right.
Are you one just or two Erica a year.
My Rinna or
you know,
what?
Yeah. One or two a year. A corn dog, I enjoy like a corn dog every so often, but it has to be a good corn dog.
Like, yeah,
I don't want like a frozen corn dog that you heat up in the microwave or something. Like, no, it has to be purchased
somewhere.
Like
real. You want crisp.
Yeah.
Crispy corn dog.
Yeah. And then maybe like an Orange Julius.
Can we get one today?
No.
Oh my god!
I don't know. I literally
I feel
couldn't
like
tell
you. Find one around these parts in the banana stand or something.
Yeah, maybe.
And then also, I love like Heather's. Like, oh, I tried every single station. Yeah. I went all around the world.
Yeah,
I love Heather. and Meredith's like, I have like a slider. She's like, oh, did you have it with lettuce and not a bun?
I miss that. She said that. Oh my god, it's really funny. Jenny came as Whitney Houston.
I wasn't getting Whitney Houston. I was getting Dallas.
Yeah.
Remember when?
Like Leanne Locke. Mm-hmm. Like the Dallas party from Dallas.
Yes.
Yeah. Or the Dynasty.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jen Shaw came because, again, she had glam, but she's in her wig phases. Right. So she had a wig like with the Chanel. Wasn't crazy about her dress.
Meredith and Seth was wearing, he was
a
like
Reagan Don, Bush shirt
and like Don Johnson Miami
yeah.
Vice.
Yeah. All
he
white
actually
suit.
Killed it. I feel like he killed it.
I just can't. I can't get on the Seth train.
I also feel like Whitney, I liked her outfit.
Yeah.
I think this was actually really smart.
Yeah.
This was a theme without a theme.
Mm-hmm.
A dream within a dream.
Ooh.
Do you remember? Wasn't that a Britney Spears tour? A dream within a dream?
Probably.
Or song?
You would know. It's like so funny to me because like these women like clearly like basically all hate each other, but they're all filming a show and they're all gonna be friends, you know. So
Heather put it best. This is the land of make believe. Like if I have to hear Lisa Barlow say baby gorge, you know, and Heather's like, this is the friendship that never was.
But also I feel like Heather like really wants Meredith and Lisa to end their friendship. Like and I'm like, this is Lisa's event. She doesn't really want that much drama. She's the host of it, so she's gonna make everyone like feel welcome because that's what you have to do.
Yeah.
Like I didn't feel like where she's like, Meredith and I have to talk. And remember, nobody knows about this hot mic moment.
That's so true.
So nobody knows this. So like Lisa could also be feeling guilty at this point and is like, no, Meredith is my friend because she's like, shit, I said all of this stuff. Nobody knows about it.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. So, like, I think she's basically like, I've got to be as nice to Meredith as possible because, like, I don't know what they caught on film.
That is very true. But Mary doesn't care what they catch on film. They're like, why didn't you have me to tequila? She's like, tastes like water.
Wait, she ordered water. So why wouldn't she just have it then? she's like, it's blah. Like Lisa. I was like, oh my God, Mary hates everybody.
She won't say hi to Jenny. No. She wishes she could poof her and she would disappear.
I mean, same. Same. Like literally Jenny has anger issues. Like she's like, I went to anger management and now I'm cured. I'm like, I don't.
You can see
so.
It. But also I'm just still annoyed about the sister wife storyline that we never closed up.
Because it wasn't a true storyline. We don't need, like, it was so lame.
And you made the very good point. They didn't even give Jenny
an end card.
An end card. We'll get there.
Good riddance. Good riddance.
So Coach Shaw, like, goes up to Mary and is like, just want to say thank you. Like,
What did Jen say when she came home?
I'm sure that she was like, these people supported me and I felt so loved.
But Jen.
And Mary's like, well, I told them to do that because they follow me because I'm the leader.
Yeah. Like, where do you think that comes from? Mary. She's like, you know that book that's like, hello, God, it's me, Margaret, or what is it?
Yes. Yeah.
But she's like,
yeah,
hello, yeah. God, it's me, Mary. Hello, Mary, it's me, God. Like, it's just like, that's like her book. That's her book title.
But I will miss Mary doesn't give a fuck. She doesn't have an agenda. She says whatever comes out of her, the first thing that comes out of her mind. But she's speaks with such conviction, too.
You
she's like,
love someone who speaks with conviction.
No, because she's so confident. She's like, Whitney, I can't talk to you. Like, your breath smells like tequila.
And she's like, Mary, can we just go talk? And Mary's like, why? And she's like, like Whitney was like, well, no, you're supposed, this is what we do at these parties. Like, the cameras asked, the producers asked me to pull you to the side to talk.
Yeah.
And then Jen and Jenny are going to try to sit next to us too.
To overhear it.
And then so Mary's like.
No, but I also feel like Jenny just was like hot. This is a closing party.
This is the finale party.
I am going to. But
did I leave my mark this season?
You can feel her energy. She's like pissed because what Mary has done is awful. What she's done to Jenny.
Sure, but like Mary in Vail, or I'm sorry, in Zion told Jenny, I just don't like you. So like in that case, she's drawing her line and saying like, Jenny, you and I are not friends.
But Jenny thinks she doesn't like her.
Sure.
Because of the horrible comment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I mean, like to me, I'm just like, Jenny thought she did something. And then literally did she know it was the Facebook page that she did something. And so like, right. This doesn't even matter. Like this whole thing. But it's like. Jenny.
No,
like,
I appreciate her still standing up for herself.
I thought it was so performative and so ridiculous that she was trying to like
be
like
hot. Okay, let's get there. Okay, so Whitney's like, I'm sorry I talked about your church. She didn't say anything that wasn't out there though.
And I wouldn't have said it either if you didn't put me down. So I'm only vindictive when you come after me, okay? So yeah. And then like Mary's just like, well, don't validate yourself. Like you like, I loved, I actually love when Mary said, when Whitney's like, I'm sorry I said anything. And Mary's like, well, why'd you say it? And Whitney's like, I didn't rehearse that part. Like, I didn't know that you were going to ask me that.
And then Jenny starts chiming in and Mary's like, shut up. And then she calls her Jenny Hood.
No, she says, oh, she doesn't say, she says like, oh, you're acting real hood right now. And then she's like, Jenny, what'd you say? What? I'm like, oh, okay. Here, like.
And then she says, get this little aunt out of here. I'm like, wait, what?
little girl.
I know. So, then like, so Jenny Mary just starts following
Mary. Mary and Whitney walk away because Mary's like, let's like move from here. Like, I don't, and Jenny's like, what'd you say? What'd you say? Mary. And she's like, I didn't sign up for you.
Yeah.
And she's like, and Mary just like starts walking away. And Jenny just like.
Throws a glass.
She throws a glass. And Mary's just like. Like, I'm sorry, if you threw a glass at me, I would be leaving a party too. Like, what the hell?
Nobody runs. Nobody runs after her. And Mary's like, there's a maniac on the loose. And then Gentile's like, you know, it was cute that Jenny like threw the glass. Like, I definitely did a better job. It's kind
of funny they both threw glasses because of Mary Cosby.
Right. She's like, mine went farther and it really like smashed the glass. It shattered in more pieces than yours.
That was cute. And he's like, say it to my face. And Mary's like, bye. I shan't. She's like, I'm going to leave. I'm out of here. And then.
Go ahead.
You sit. She's like, I didn't call her church a cult. And both Jen and Mary, or Jenny and Jen are like, it's not a cult. So I'm like, okay, where's the disconnect of what Jen told Coach Shaw for Coach Shaw to say to Mary? Like. And, like, there's a whole facade. Maybe Coach Shaw literally knew nothing. Because if Jen came back and was like, wow, they really treated me with such respect. Mary is God. And he's, like, thanking her. And then she's like, it's a GD cult.
Yeah.
It is a cult.
And Lisa's like, I don't care if you throw a glass. Like, just don't break the Vita bottles.
Because these are the crystallized ones.
Love you, baby Gorge.
Yeah. So then they're all at a table. And Jen talks to Meredith and says, do you consider me a friend?
She's like obsessed, though. Enough. It's like literally, Jen Shaw, how delusional could you be to think, first of all, Meredith got a fucking PI. She thinks that you have sent texts.
Not for family. Jen, for she, all of them.
Right.
Who's sending the texts?
The texts. I found out that you've like sent aggressive texts to my family. Also, you're like essentially trying to out my son, which he's not... Even
like that's like not nothing. Your that's like, not your place. He right. gets to like, he gets to decide how he wants to talk about his life.
Exactly. And you're running around talking about how I've had many affairs. Like, why would I want to be friends with you?
Yeah. Well, it's also like we don't have to be friends. We can be, but like Meredith also has to like Meredith. You don't get to come, not come to invite. Like, you don't get to say Jen can't come or I'm not gonna be there kind of thing. But like you are, like you guys did make up, so like you just need to let it go.
Well, I feel like actually I'm actually team Meredith on this one because she's like, right. I will be in the same
place as you. You have to be in the same places. You don't get to choose sides on it. But like you don't have to be friends.
No.
Like there needs to be no one-on-one with Jen and Meredith.
There's many people that I hang out with that I don't want to hang out with.
Like who? Name names.
But you know what I mean? You're like, oh, well,
that person's coming. Like, okay, fine. Just please don't make me sit next to them at dinner. Yeah. You know, just don't make me.
I mean, that's...
And then
that's just life, people.
Well, then it like gets brought up, like Whitney's kind of like, because like Whitney's like, here we are again, like hello, like Jen, you're the one who started talking about their marriage last season, like saying basically, you know, talking about New York basically, and Jen, you're the one who's like starting all this stuff, like what, like for some reason Jen looks at like, I might be a criminal, but people need to be on my side. They need, and it's not even on my side. They need to be my friend.
Loyalty
is like huge to Jen Shaw. And then Meredith starts freaking out. I'm pretty sure there was a nip slip.
I didn't see that
in this outfit of hers. And then she's like, "I'm not going here. Want me to talk about who you all are dating?" And I'm like,
"Was it more than Jen Shaw?"
Well, exactly. I'm like, she's like, "I have been given info like by the PI."
Yeah, like, I want to know more.
Who gave you this? Like, extramarital affairs? Like,
I will talk about everyone who they dated that nobody knows.
Okay, do it.
But then I was like, was it like, then it just got my mind going. Because, I mean, obviously we know Jen Shaw has had whatever.
Well, so Jen was also very nervous because Jen was like, Meredith, what are you going to do? Like, Sharif is here. Did you hear her say? Like, Sharif is present. And I'm like, oh, shit. Okay, so there is...
Right.
There's something there, right? Well,
and Jen Chan's like, it's not my problem. She's fucked the entire Upper East Side.
I'm like, okay. And Lisa's like hugging her, being like, I know. And I'm like, oh God. Like,
and then like Whitney's so straddling Justin just on the side.
Literally so straddling after she took a tequila shot and then chased it with tequila. Like, she wants to get blacked out.
Do you think that there's anyone else besides Jen Chan that's had extramarital affairs?
So there were some people who were trying to allude that it might have been Lisa, but I don't know. I feel like Lisa and John. I know. Lisa and John are too much.
They're a power couple. I don't believe it.
I agree. I don't.
They're really happy.
Yeah, no, I agree. I was like, when people were saying, they were saying that there were three housewives who've had affairs or whatever, and I was like, Jen, Meredith, and then one other.
Okay, so but I don't. Know, but let's just go down through the group.
Let's do it.
Mary Cosby.
Well, could have been Dewey and his sister wife.
Oh, Mary Cosby. That's it. Oh, Cameron.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There we go. Okay. God, thank God we saved the Barlows. God. I was so, like, when that got brought up, I was like, how dare they? Was it Lisa's sister? How dare they?
Oh, my God. Lisa's
sister. I'm just kidding. I'm like, don't even come for the Barlows here. But I'm like, Meredith, tell us. I don't like when people say I could expose this.
Would this be on the reunion?
No.
Damn it.
I don't think
well,
so.
Well, this season, I guess.
Well, so here's the thing, right? We know that
before
the reunion, they get to watch the rest of the episodes. Right. So that's where the hot mic. So everybody the night before basically saw this hot mic moment. So this is why it's going to be this front and center of the reunion, right? Because Mary's not going to be there. We won't deal with that.
Even think about that.
So I just feel, you know, it's coming. It's coming. So, you know, but again, Meredith, if you're going to, like, Rinna, if that was Rinna, she would have said it.
You're right.
She would have said it.
That's why she makes a great housewife.
Yeah, she's a producer's dream. Like, Whitney wants to be a producer's dream, but she just can't commit to it. Like, she's just not there.
It's just,
what?
She's not intelligent. Oh. I'm sorry.
Yeah. How dare you?
Also,
do you want to body paint?
Wait, I also want to go back to watch What Happens Live last night because Tamara was on it. And I'm like, what? I immediately was like, why was she on it? That just seems so strange. And obviously, she's promoting her podcast, Two Teas in a Pod, which I watch all the clips.
Yeah.
It is fascinating. They really have the insider tips. Anyways, but listen to us first.
Yeah.
But then they had this moment on it too that had Eddie
was the bartender.
Yeah. So Andy asked Eddie, like, do you like Tamara better on or off the show? And he's like, obviously off. And then he's like,
she's probably like, shut up, Eddie.
No. And then he's like, well, if you were asked to come back, would you come back? And she like looks at Eddie and she's like, Andy, you've just done so much for me. It's like, she seemed very like, not like herself last night.
I think she knows that Rehugge is going to be an audition of, like, these shows are always kind of auditions for them to come back. Right. Like,
yeah. But like, she knows that she left for a reason because she was too polarizing.
I think she became too vitriolic. Like, Tamara is the Rinna, right?
Right.
But when you get to a point where it's like you are trying to like
nasty
ruin
storyline,
that it's like it's too much. You need a timeout.
Yeah,
you know, you got to have a timeout. Of course, Tamara wants to come back.
Well, I mean,
I can't imagine that any of these housewives don't want to come back. Like, come on, I'm just having this conversation. We've talked about it before, but it's like we're so fascinated with these women because they come on the show and it's a second life for them, right? So, like, when that gets taken away, they get accustomed to this different lifestyle. Like, they're finally, like, a lot of these are, they've always been second place in their marriages. Now they have the spotlight that it's like you grow accustomed to this new lifestyle, and once you get a taste, you want more.
Yeah,
That's why we've turned down so many reality shows. Zero. We've turned down zero. Okay, let's do the closing moments because, again, Jenny didn't get one.
Crazy.
Because you know what? Nobody cares.
I think that was big for Bravo.
Yeah.
Anyways, so Meredith and Seth are more in love than ever. They recently celebrated their 25th wedding anniversary. No boob cakes were involved.
If you have to tell us how in love you are, it feels like there's problems.
I agree.
The lady doth protest.
I agree.
Too much. No, you go ahead.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I don't have it pulled up. You got him.
Jen is anxiously awaiting her trial in March of 2022. In the meantime, she tries to stay positive, relish in the good times, and avoids thinking about her old closet.
Which is like, I'm
they're
like,
just brutal. They're just brutal. I love it.
Mary, I was surprised they gave her one because they didn't give Jenny one, you know?
But Mary wasn't technically fired. Mary got fired on her own by not showing up.
Mary is spending 2022 focusing on the joys in her life. She's spending more time with her son, her church, and her mannequin.
I like that one.
Whitney has traded in the title of little girl for CEO.
Hasn't she been CEO this whole time, though?
She's focused on more alone time with Justin and less robotic sex.
Don't need to know. I love everyone's sex lives to be their own.
Lisa has spent the last few months reflecting on her friendships. She's decided to be more upfront about her feelings when she's unmiked in the privacy of her own home. Heather has officially embraced being an ex-Mormon. To celebrate, she took a yacht trip to Norway. No word yet as she snagged herself a Viking.
Do you feel like that was like a setup for Below Deck?
Is she on Below Deck?
I don't know. It felt like very much like a yacht in Norway, so specific.
I know she went to Cabo with Angie, which what happened to her? That just felt like really like that was such a big episode and like the forefront, and then it just like literally vanished.
But I think it's because so many other things happened. Like
we unfollowed Angie today, by the way.
Oh.
I unfollowed like 20 people today.
We talk about this of like when we unfollow people, right? It's
I unfollowed Jenny today too.
Oh, good one.
I had to keep Mary, though.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, I don't think she really posts anything, but that's fine. Anything else to talk about here?
No, you guys. So we will come back next week. There's no OC. There's a summer house in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. We'll be back with the reunion. You know, I've got to have fun in Palm Springs.
You do. I want you to live your best life this week. 100%
I'm not worried about
like,
that.
Like, I think... I want you to, like, if there was a Real Housewives of Palm Springs, like, I would love, first off, you have Michael here. You guys, Michael is just a doll, a freaking doll. Last night, I was like, Michael, we talk about you all the time. He's like, what? Do you say good things? And I'm like, of course, only good things.
There's
like,
nothing bad to say about
there's
him,
not.
To be honest.
He's a freaking gem. And you guys, when you see those baby blues, you're going to fall in love with him, too. Oh, my God, she's getting so embarrassed.
Well, I just thought it was funny. Courtney
was like, his eyes are, like, very...
They're, like, piercing.
Yeah.
Have I met him before? Yeah, I have. But there was something, like, I think it was the shirt he was wearing. It was just really, wow.
He wasn't even wearing a blue shirt.
He fell into those eyes. Ask him if he wants a sister wife. With that, we'll see you next week.
Bye. Bye.